When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast quick take. We're talking to the one and only Nicole Wallace. You catch her every day on MSNBC. She's the host of one of my favorite shows. Yes, what do you call that little thing again? It's called Deadline White House, yes. So, Nicole, COVID-19 has transformed a lot, culturally, socially, obviously, and even politically. And one of the things that I've really kind of been out there pushing, I serve as chair of the U.S. Vote Foundation, and we have linked up with a number of other groups, conservative and progressive, liberal, to really get behind the idea of mail-in ballots, absentee ballots for the remainder of the primary season, but especially for this upcoming November election. We were lucky, I guess is the good word to use, to have the House and Senate appropriate $400 million. We called for $2 to $4 billion to give the states so that they can manage the process of having virtually every voter in their states vote by ballot. That's a hell of a lot of processing. Because I'm still not convinced that you're going to have people standing in lines going to the voting polls in November. And particularly with respect
that
a lot of those people who work those polls are elderly people. What's your take on this idea of how we should approach the upcoming elections? This idea of, you know, stay at home, ballot access through mail-in ballots and so forth?
Look, I think it's the most underreported aspect of all this. I think if you think Trump's doing a great job and you want him to be reelected, you should care. And I think if your hair is on fire and you think the last month is going to cost lives and valuable treasure and a toll on our economy, your hair should be on fire. I think wherever you fall on the political spectrum, this should be after the health of your family, after, you know, your sort of physical, you know, security. I think this should be the most important thing that we're talking about, and we're not. And I guess I'd ask you, as someone so intimately involved in it, why not? Why aren't we talking about this more?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we've been trying to push it out there as much and as hard as possible. And I get it. A lot of it is caught up in getting the PPEs that, you know, that hospitals and states need to deal with this, the masks and the gowns and,
right,
and certainly
right,
the
right.
tests. But an underlying element of this, which goes to the heart of our democracy and what for me right now is a really big red flag, is when I have the Attorney General of the United States says, you know what, maybe we should suspend habeas corpus because of coronavirus.
I totally agree with you.
I'm like, wait a minute, excuse me, what? You going to do what?
I totally agree with you. And I actually, this is one that I don't think cuts right or left. I think
no,
if you
doesn't.
If you love Trump and you want to see him reelected, you need an election to do that too. So I am really surprised that we aren't spending more time on this. I'm a little alarmed that we aren't spending more time on this, because having stood in Palm Beach during the recount, I know that the way we vote is messy and ugly. And you want to talk about making sausage? Right. I mean, the way we vote is ugly, ugly. I mean, I think that this is after the health and medical crisis, after the with the economic calamity that is sort of the slow moving piece of this tragedy. I think this is right up there with those two issues as just super important and probably not getting the attention it deserves. I think it might be the next phase. We have to figure out how we have an election with integrity and an election in this time. I mean, I've interviewed Joe Biden. He's talked about how we voted during times of war and times of other crisis. But I am concerned, as you are, with what we know about Russian interference in 2016. It wasn't an interference, it was an attack. I'm concerned that there isn't a separate group of people who aren't working on the medical emergency or the economic emergency. I'm concerned that we're not paying more attention to this.
Yeah, I don't think we are. And it's one of these things that's going to sneak up on us. And, you know, we're going to, in the next round that Nancy Pelosi wants to push, and the president now doesn't want to push, or at least Mitch McConnell doesn't want to push, I think it's still going to happen. You're going to need another round of stimulus. Hoping to get more on the table and into the state's hands so that they can build the infrastructure, which is the training of workers, state workers, who will, man these spaces to process these ballots. And then, of course, making these ballots accessible. Now you have the Republican leader of the Senate, I believe, in North Carolina today, coming out and saying, oh, this is just part, you know, the Democrats, you know, wanting to, you know, cheat in the election. And this is the part that kicked me when he said, you know, we don't want another incident like the 9th congressional election where, you know, that we had a ballot issue. Well, hello, sir, that was Republicans cheating in that 9th congressional election in North Carolina. And what does that say when they're cheating at elections in North Carolina? When Republicans are cheating at elections in North Carolina, what does that tell you?
It's back to where we started. It's that the rot and the corruption knows no boundaries, right? It's not corruption around a single issue. It's corruption is their brand.
Right.
And so it counts with how elections are carried out. It counts with how they investigate foreign interference. It applies to how they talk about a global pandemic. It just means that the corruption became how they do things. It didn't become a scandal that was isolated from everything else they did, that they still carried out honorable foreign policy, or they still carried out selfless, you know, global health policy, or they still carried out authentic elections. What it says, the example you just laid out, shows that the corruption is from head to toe, front to back.
Thanks for downloading this Michael Steele podcast quick take. Now, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts, where, guess what? You can review us. You can give us 5 stars. Oh, yeah. I love the 5-star rating. Or you can catch us on iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back in healthcare. We know you by name, not by refill number. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.